Please, brothers and sisters.
大宝弟兄，我还等后面他多交通一些话，突然就会停了。
I was waiting for brother to share more, and then he stopped.
感谢主弟兄，我们选了这非常好的一首诗歌。
Praise the Lord, and our brother picked a wonderful song for us.
愿主为大。
And then, be thou supreme.
那天我们在唱的时候，哈，我是你心里面的那个心愿。
Is this your heart desire when you sing a song?
好，在这新的一年里头，我们都有在神面前这样一个心愿，心愿主为大。
Hope we all have such heart desire is be thou supreme.
当我们尊主为大的时候，神迹就要这样发生。
And then when our Lord be the first place in our heart, and things will happen. Blessing to us. It will happen to Mary.
想反问在这边问一个问题。
I'll ask you a question.
你们爱不爱神？
Do you love the Lord?
爱不爱神？哎呀，感谢主，看到前面弟兄能点头。真爱神。
We truly love our Lord.
我们也知道，我们若爱神的话呢，我们就必爱他所爱的。
We know if we love the Lord, and we will love the people and that He loves.
是不是？
Is that so?
我想男女谈恋爱的时候是这样子的。
And then when a man and a woman they fall in love,
可能
那
个 男生啊，本来对小说可能没有什么兴趣，小说 novel.
Oh, so maybe the guy is not interested in novels.
但是呢，他喜欢的那个女孩，如果喜欢小说的话
，If he likes novel,
他可能整天啊想办法怎么样子呢，你去研究小说。
And he probably will study the novel.
所以他才能够有爱的对象呢，有话可以讲。
Oh, then lucky to the girl that he's in love with.
所以爱神的话
，If we love the Lord，
我们就应该也爱他所爱的。
And then we should love the one he loves.
那神爱的是什么
？And then whom that God loves.
神最爱的是什么
？And then what is love loved the most？
我们当然说神很爱我们，是不是
？Of course,God loves us too.
但是我们还不是神最爱的。
But we're not the one as he's be, he loves the most.
我今天带了几张的这个贺卡哈，给弟兄姐妹啊。
I brought some.
你们看不见，帮我给张晶看一下。
I brought some.
这弟兄姐妹在去年底的时候寄给我们的一些。新年贺卡
It's from brothers and sisters. From other brothers and sisters who have photos. It's from other family. It's from the family.
当然，我们在这些贺卡都是从父母亲寄的，因为那个他们这个照片上那个孩子还不会寄。
It's from parents, of course, not the kids in the photo.
所以当我看了以后啊，突然间我就有个启发。
And then it's giving me some revelation after I see all this.
虽然都是从四面八方不同的弟兄姐妹寄来的
，It's from brothers and sisters from other places。
但他们每一张贺卡都放了好多好几张他们的照片。
And they put a couple of photos over here。
那这些照片里头啊，有个共同点。
There is something in common in those photos。
那张晶可以做一个见证。
I can testify。
不管谁寄的照片，不管谁寄的贺卡。
No matter from whose card，
不管上面有几张照片。
No matter how many photos here，
每张照片都有共同点。
There's in common in each photo。
好好姐妹是什么
？They're babies。
哎呀，都是父母亲的孩子。
They're babies。
都是他们宝贝，心中的宝贝。
It's their treasure。
约翰福音也告诉我们。
In the book of John tells us。
我们的主耶稣，他乃是父怀里的独生子。
The Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ, He's the only Son in the bosom Father.
主耶稣乃是父神心里面所爱最宝贝的那一位。
Our Lord Jesus is the precious one in Father's eyes.
所以加拉太书告诉我们。
So in Galatia tells us.
他说神啊，乐意将他儿子启示在我们心里。
And then God is willing to reveal His Son to us.
就像这些父母亲，就像这些父母亲一样。
Like those parents.
我可以再给你们看一下。像这些父母亲一样
，like those parents，
他们乐意啊，把他们的孩子啊，请给我们看。
They're willing to show their babies to us。
因为那是他们心中所最爱的。
Because this is what they, this is their beloved。
所以感谢神，他乐意将他儿子也启示在我们心里。
And praise the Lord, He's willing to reveal His Son to us。
他愿意把他心中所最爱的儿子，让我们都认识他。
He would like us to know His beloved Son。
不仅认识他。他也愿意我们都爱他。
Not only to know him, but to love him.
我早晨有一点点的负担。
I have some burden this morning.
是从上个主日啊，常见弟兄在新南区和报铁山罗尼家后书第二章。
It is related to last Sunday that Brother Chan shared in a second session.
他弟兄告诉我们，在这样一个弯曲悖谬黑暗的时代里。
The brother tells us in this crooked and then perverted generation.
弟兄告诉我们说，神的儿女、神的教会应该成为神明光照耀的见证。
And then God's children, His church, it needs to be the testimony of His light.
特别当弟兄提到神的儿女们应该在这世上应该是盐是光。
Especially our brother mentioned that the children of God needs to and supposed to be the salt and light in this world.
弟兄实在是向我们发出这样一个挑战，在我们的生活里头，我们是不是成为那盐和光的见证。
And then our brother challenges, are we the testimony of the salt and light?
当弟兄特别提到我们的婚姻。
The brother especially mentioned our marriage.
就是基督徒的。
The marriage of Christians.
我们在这样一个黑暗的时代里。
In this dark generation.
我们的婚姻还是那样盐和光的见证呢。
Is our marriage is the testimony of salt and light?
当世人看见我们的婚姻，
When the worldly people see our marriage,
他们是不是能够蒙光照？
Are they enlightened for?
当世人看见基督徒的婚姻，
When people see the marriage of Christians,
他们心里头是不是有一个渴慕，说我盼望我的婚姻也像他们一样？
Do they have a heart desire like their marriage would like ours?
所以我心里头实在是就有这样的一个感动。
And then I was moved.
我觉得我们的婚姻实在是应该在这样一个黑暗的时代里，应该成为那个盐，成为那个光。
Our marriage in this generation needs to be the salt and light.
所以我就想到，在约翰福音里头有一个故事，不是一个故事，有一件事。
And then now, it reminded me a story in Book of John.
就是主耶稣把水变成酒。
It is the Lord and turned water into wine.
啊，这件事情是我们一般应该都比较熟悉。
Know this story.
在早晨，我愿意最基本的这件事情上，和弟兄们一同来从主的话语来学习。
And I would like to come back to the basic, and then now we learn from the Lord's words.
叫我们的婚姻能够在这样一个黑暗的时代里，能够成为那盐，也成为那光。
May our marriage in this dark age become the salt and light.
好，请我们一同来读几处的经文。
Let's read some scriptures.
请先翻到以弗所书第五章。
First of all, Ephesians chapter 5.
这段经文是我们都非常熟悉的。
We all know those scriptures.
熟悉归熟悉，我想我们还有很多需要学习的，所以我们还是盼望把它一同来读过。
Even we know, but I would like us to read it together.
好，我们一同读好了。我们从以弗所书第五章从第二十二节。
Ephesians chapter 5 start from verse 20.
我们从二十二读到三十。
Okay, 22 to 32.
那我们同声来读，用自己的语言读。
Let's read together.
你们有妻子的，当顺服你的丈夫，如同顺服主，因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁没有瑕疵的。丈夫也当照样爱妻子，如同爱自己的身子，爱妻子便是爱自己了。从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，总要保养顾惜，正像基督在教会一样，因我们是他身上的肢体。为这故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。然而读到这里就好。好，请我们再翻到约翰福音。
Book of John.
约翰福音我们先从后面来读约翰福音第二十章
Chapter 20
约翰福音二十章我们读三十三十一两节
Verse 30 and 31
我先读再请姐妹给我们读英文约翰福音第二十章第三十节耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹没有记在这书上但记这些事要叫你们信耶稣是基督是神的儿子并且叫你们信了他就可以因他的名得生命
Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples which are not recorded in this bookBut those that are written are that may believe that Jesus is the Messiah of God and that by believing you may have life in his name.
请弟兄姊妹特别注意在这里约翰使徒约翰告诉我们说他在这卷约翰福音书里头所记的这些事情乃是要叫我们信耶稣是基督是神的儿子。
Please rememberthe things that are recorded by Apostle John, it is to let us to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God.
不仅知道,
not only to know,
而且要相信,
but to believe.
叫我们信了他, 就可以因他的名得生命。
So that by believing him, you may have life in his name.
这就是这卷福音书的一个最重要的一个目的。
That's the important purpose that John wrote this book.
我们再翻往前翻到第十章
John chapter 10
约翰福音第十章第十节
John chapter 10
我们就读后半节
Verse second half
这主耶稣所说的我来了是要叫或者做人得生命并且得的更丰盛
The Lord says I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly
所以我们看见使徒约翰在这里特别让我们看见主耶稣来到地上他的一个目的
And see here John led us to see the purpose that Lord came to earth
他不仅叫人认识他而已
Not only let man know him
他乃是要叫人得生命并且得着一个丰盛的生命
But we may have life and then have it abundantly
好我们再往前翻到约翰福音第二章
In John chapter 2
约翰福音第二章我们从第一节读到第十一节
And then verse 1 to 11
那我先读再请姐妹给我们翻译第三日在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的宴席耶稣的母亲在那里
Okay. On the third day wedding took place in Cana in Galilee Jesus' mother was there
耶稣和他的母也被请去赴席
And then Jesus and his disciples had been invited to the wedding.
酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲对他说，他们没有酒了。
When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, they have no more wine.
耶稣说，母亲，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。
Woman, why do you involve me? Jesus replied, my hour has not yet come.
他母亲对佣人说，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
His mother said to the servant, do whatever he tells you.
照犹太人洁净的规矩,有六口石缸摆在那里,每口可以盛两三桶水。
Nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews of ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons.
耶稣对佣人说,把缸倒满了水,他们就倒满了,直到缸口。
Jesus said to the servant, fill the jars with water. So they filled with to the beam.
耶稣又说,现在可以摇出来给管宴席的,他们就送了去。
Then he took, now draw some out and take the master of the banquet, and they did so.
管宴席的尝了那水变的酒,并不知道是哪里来的,只有舀水的佣人知道,管宴席的便叫新郎来。
And when the master of the banquet tasted water that had been turned into wine, he did not realize where it has come from. Though the servants who had drawn the water knew, then he called the bridegroom aside.
对他说，人都是先摆上好酒，等客喝足了才摆上次的。你倒把好酒留到如今。
And said, everyone bring out the choice of wine first, and then the cheap one after the guest.have had many to drink, but you have saved the best till now.
这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。
What Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first of his signs through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed.
好，让我们再低头有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你，把你这宝贵的圣言交给我们。
Lord, we praise and thank you to give those oracles to us.
主，叫我们能够认识你是基督。是神的儿子。
So that we know you are Christ, the Son of God.
叫我们能够信你。
So that we believe in you.
并叫我们因着信你的名，我们可以得着生命。
Because of believing in your name, we will receive life.
主，感谢你为了将你的生命赐给我们。
And thank you for giving us your, in order to give us your life.
主，你在十字架上为我们身体裂开。
You broke your body on cross.
主，你的生命释放。
Your life released to us.
你的生命赐给一切相信的。
And you give your life to those who believed in you.
主，我们感谢你不仅将你的生命赐给我们。
We thank you not only give your life to us.
主，你还要叫这个生命在我们里面成为一个丰盛的生命。
And then you will make this life become more abundant.
主，叫我们与你的荣耀的形相似。
So that we will be like you, your glory.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
主，你所开始的善工，你必亲成就。
We know you started your work, you will accomplish.
主，愿早晨在这里，你的话语成就你的工作在我们身上。
May you accomplish your word through your words this morning.
我们不仅得着你的生命，并且得着更丰盛。
Receive your life, but receive it abundantly.
叫颂赞荣耀都归给那爱我们的神。
We give glory and an honor to the to the God who loves us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
约翰福音是一卷非常宝贵的书信。
The book of John is very precious to us.
我们刚刚已经从约翰在末了的一个结尾的总结告诉我们。
And then from his summary of this book, it tells us.
他说在这卷书里头所记这些事，也是要叫我们认识耶稣基督。他是耶稣是基督是神的儿子。
The reason he recorded all this thing in the book because he wants us to believe Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God.
我们知道耶稣基督在创世里就已经与神同在。
We know Jesus Christ was with God before the foundation of the before the creation.
在约翰福音开始，我们太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In the book of John, it tells us in the beginning there was a word, and then the word was with God, and then the word was God.
我们知道这个活道就是指着主耶稣。
We know the living word is Christ.
就是神的儿子。
The Son of God.
哦，我们看见约翰告诉我们说，时候满足的时候。道成了肉身。
And then when the book tells us when the time comes, this the word become incarnal.
住在我们中间，充充满满有恩典有真理。
And then he's with us and with grace and with truth.
他说这正是神的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
This is the glory. This is the glory of the Father and in its only Son.
所以你看见神的儿子来到地上，乃是把父神完全的彰显出来。
The Son of God come to the earth and he's glorified the glory of God.
他把父神一切本性的丰盛见证出来。
He testified he all the glory of God.
他不仅把神给显出来。
He's not only a testified Lord.
他也是神的发表。
And he revealed the Father.
因为从来没有人见过神。
Because no one see God.
只有父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
Only the son in God's bosom and revealed.
所以有一次主的门徒腓力就请主耶稣说，求主啊，把父显给他们看。
And there's one time, one of these disciples, Philip, and asked Jesus to show the glory of Father to them.
主就回答腓力说，你看见的子就是看见的父。
And the Lord replied to him, when you see the Son, and you see the Father.
当我们听见子，也就听见了父。
When we hear the words of the Son, and then you hear from the Father.
当我们摸着了子，也就摸着了父。
When you touch the Son, and you touch the Father.
当我们得着了子。我们也就得着了父。
When you receive the Son, you receive the Father.
因为唯有怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
Because only the Son of the Father revealed the glory of the Father.
所以我们看见约翰福音实在是告诉我们，主耶稣基督他就是神的儿子。
The book of John tells us that the Lord Jesus is the Son of God.
而且约翰福音另外一个宝贵的地方乃是叫我们信他。
Another an important aspect of the book of John is to let us to believe in him.
我们因着信他，就能够因他的名能够得着生命。
Through our belief and we will receive his life by his name.
对，这个生命就是神的生命。
This life is the life of God.
这个生命就是神儿子的生命。
The life is the life of the God Son.
所以我们看见在约翰福音里头，他记载了主耶稣所行的许多的。
The book of John recorded many things that the Lord did.
其中特别记载了有八次主耶稣所行的神迹。
Especially there is the eight miracles that Lord performed.
哦，那刚刚翻译哈，我们中文讲到神迹，英文很多的翻译也是用神迹这个字。
And in English is miracle.
很多人翻译是用这个 miracle 这个字。
Okay, many English versions is miracle.
但是圣经原文，当圣灵感动使徒约翰记载主耶稣所行的这些神迹的时候
，When the Holy Spirit moved John's heart when he recorded all those miracles，
他却用了一个特别的字，乃是用标记。
And he used sign instead of miracle.
用这个标记这个字，而不是用miracle 或是 wonder。
And then he used sign, not miracle or wonder.
我记得我们从前我小孩子还比较小的时候。
When my kids are young.
有，当我们有机会到圣安东尼奥的时候。
And when we had the chance to live in San Antonio.
我们知道那个路我们都很熟，这几年夏令会都在圣安东尼奥举行。
We know how to get there because of summer conference.
当我们要从圣安东尼奥回来的时候。
When we need come back from San Antonio.
我们在 highway 上开着，开没有多久。
And then after we not long ago after we get on highway.
请大家也注意了，下次大家去参加夏令会的时候，那个。高速上面路标是有点复杂。
Please pay attention next time when you get on Highway 10. The sign is pretty complicated.
好几条高速公路就转去接来接去。
Because a couple of highway is like intersection.
当我在那里转接没多久。
And then after I went to the conjunction.
车上的孩子一看到那个好大，那个路标上面好大的字就是休斯顿 ，Houston。
My kids, they see a big sign, which is written Houston.
哎，他叫好惊奇也好好高兴。
They were so happy.
他说已经到休斯顿了。
Oh, we're in Houston.
我们知道小孩坐车常常都很不耐烦的。
You know they're impatient when they're in car.
如果你们家有小孩你们一定有经验。
If you have a little kids, you have such experience.
在车上至少要说10次20次的 Are we there yet?
They will say more than 10 years Are we there yet?
他们坐在车上非常不耐烦的。
They're impatient.
一旦看到那个好大的字休斯顿。
When they see the sign Houston.
他说我们已经到休斯顿了。
They were here in Houston.
当然我们知道那还早嘞。
That's far from Houston.
那不过就是一个目标。
Just a sign.
目标虽然上面是写的说。
Even though it's written Houston.
但是我们还没有到休斯顿。
But we're not there yet.
为什么这个目标上面写休斯顿呢
？Why there was a sign said Houston?
还是要把我们带到休斯顿的那个方向去。
It is lead us to Houston.
如果我们照这个目标呢，一站一站的这样子来开。
If we follow the sign.
最后呢，我们就到了休斯顿。
Eventually we will be in Houston.
所以在这里，圣灵感动约翰。记载主耶稣所行的神迹的时候，他乃是用了这个标记这个字。
And so when John recorded all this, he used the word sign.
就这个标记本身并不是那个目的。
The sign itself is not the purpose.
但这个标记却能够把我们带到那个目的地去。
But those signs will lead us to the destination.
当然，虽然圣灵感动约翰用这个标记这个字来记载。主所行的神迹。
Even though the Holy Spirit moved John used the word sign to record all the miracles.
但这个事情本身的神迹。
But those things are miracles.
就是主要讲的这个题目，主耶稣水变成了酒，这是一个神迹。
It's like the topic we're talking about. Lord turned the water into wine. This is a miracle.
但在这里，圣灵不用神迹这个字，他却用标记这个字。它有个特别的意义。
But here, and they didn't use miracle, but use sign has a significant meaning here.
他呢不愿意我们太注意神迹的本身。
He doesn't want to draw us to pay attention to the miracle itself.
意思就是说，他不希望我们去研究怎么样把水变成酒。
It means he doesn't want us to study how he turned water into wine. Even we study, we can turn water into wine. But through this sign, he will bring us back to the Son of God. Through our believing, we will receive His life and receive it abundantly. So that we will become, we will have the show of the Christ. We're not only to be the infant of God, but we will become the Son of God. We will manifest His glory.
所以在这里记载了主耶稣所行的第一个神迹。
Here is the first sign that Lord performed.
这是特别的一件事。
It is very special.
我在想，我不知道我们弟兄姐妹当中啊，在当母弟兄姐妹当中，有没有谁有这个神赐你们这个神迹的这个恩赐。
I don't know if any of you have is gifted that you can perform miracles.
有没有？
Is there any of you?
有没有？
没有。想不想有？ Do you want? Do you want?
我不晓得你们想不想有，我是有想过。I
do.
我中间有些时候刚信主的时候啊，想看着读了圣经啊，哎，不仅主耶稣能够行神迹。
When I first saved, when I read the Bible, I think not only can perform miracles, His disciples can perform miracles.
所以我们应该是有这样的一个愿望，是应该不是一个问题。
We ought to have such willing heart, it's no problem.
感谢主到今日，主还没有给我这个神迹。
Praise the Lord till today, and He didn't give me this power.
我就里面你想一想，如果今天神给你可以行神迹的这个恩赐。
Think about it, if you are gifted that you can perform miracle,
你会选择在什么时候或在什么地方呢，来行
And then, and when and where you will choose to perform your first miracle. I don't know about you. I thought about it before. If God gave me the gift that I can perform miracle, and then when is the time I'll perform the first
miracle? 你都会选择啊。 就在过去这个礼拜，那个总统就职典礼的时候
，I probably will choose the day that is the president inauguration.
就是我来行这么一个神迹了，哇，全世界都看见了。
If I perform that day, the whole world will see.
当然，我们如果属灵一点的话呢，我们说这全世界的人看见了都能够信耶稣。
And then, of course, if it's spiritually, may the whole world see, and then they will believe in Christ.
这是我们人的想法。
This is the mind from human.
哎呀，我们总想要行神迹的话，总是要让这个多点人看见。When
we perform miracle, we want more people to see.
感谢主，在这里我们看见主耶稣却选择在一个小小的婚宴里头行了他第一个神迹。But
praise the Lord, He performed His first miracle in a little wedding.
而且他是暗暗的行的。And
then he did it in secret.
为什么主耶稣他行第一个神迹的时候，他选择这样一个小地方，在一个这样小小的婚宴行第一个神迹呢？
And then why did he perform his first miracle in such an unknown place and then in this small case?
我想这跟神永远的心意是有密切的关系。
This is closely related to his eternal will.
因为在神的永世里头，他在他的心意里头来有一个婚姻。
Because in the eternity, in His will, there is one wedding.
或者我们可以这么说，在神创立世界以前，神的心意就有这么一个婚姻的一个意念。In
another word, before the foundation of the world, and He has a mindset of wedding.
为什么我这么说呢？
Why do I say so?
我们知道神的话告诉我们，他在创立世界以前，就在基督耶稣里怎么样拣选了我们。
So from His word, He said, before the foundation of the world, He had chosen us in Christ.
所以我们看见我们跟神的旨意有关系，而是因为在神在创立世界以前，他就拣选了我们。
If we're in the will of God, because He had chosen us in the foundation.
那我们做什么呢？
And then what God chose for?
你有没有想过？
Have you ever thought about it?
神为什么在创立世界以前？ 就拣选了我们。
Why he had chosen us before the foundation of the world?
他拣选我们，乃是要做他儿子的那个同伴。
And he wants us to be the companion of his son.
他乃是要我们成为他儿子的心腹。
He wants us to be the bride of his son.
所以在创世纪第二章，神创造了人之后。
So that's why in Genesis chapter 2, after God created man,
神就透过亚当啊，就把他这个本来隐藏的心意呢，就显露出来。
Through Adam, and he revealed his hidden view.
神说，
view.
那人独居不好。
And then God says that it is not good for that man live alone.
当神在那里把这个心意发表出来的时候，
when God revealed his heart desire,
他心里面所想着的。是他的爱子。
And what is in his mind is his beloved.
神的儿子是神心中所最。
Even though his son is his beloved.
他是神心中神所满足所宝贝的。
And then he is the one is God's satisfaction.
但神的心意却说那人独居不好。
But God says, and it is not good for that man shall be alone.
神把他的心意显露出来。
He revealed his heart desire.
神愿意为他的爱子找一位配偶。
And God is willing to find a companion for his beloved son.
为什么叫配偶呢？
Why it is called in a companion?
一方面，他这个、partner. 这个配偶呢，必须是与他的儿子是相配的。
And then this partner has to be matched to his son.
所以我们看见神就从亚当的肋旁就取出一样东西，就造了夏娃。
So out of the rib from the side of Adam, and he created Eve.
他是亚当的骨中骨，是亚当的肉中肉。
He is the bones of the bones and the flesh of the flesh of Adam.
同样一个生命。
He has the same life of Adam.
在那里，当神说那人独居不。
When God says it is not good that man shall be alone.
神乃是要为他的儿子。预备一个配偶。
But he will, and he's preparing a bride for his son.
不仅相配。
Not only they can match together.
他来帮助他。
But she'll help him.
所以我们看见这是神在永世里头的心意。
You know, this is the God's will in his eternity.
所以今天我们看见神心里头他有一个婚姻。
You know, in God's heart, there is a wedding.
这婚姻乃是为着他的儿子与他的配偶。
This wedding is for his son and his wife, his bride.
我们看见神喜悦的心意里头，这个婚姻也就是乃是为了基督和他的教会。
You know, in God's will, this is for Christ and His church.
为了这个缘故，今天我们基督徒在地上，我们的婚姻关系和我们婚姻生活，也是为了基督与教会做见证。
For this very reason, now our marriage it is to testify Christ and the church.
为什么我们弟兄在伤心难去的时候把这个负担弟姐妹中间
That's why our brother at West Office he released this burden
弟姐妹你的婚姻我的婚姻不是只是在地上一件小事情而已
Your marriage my marriage is not a private matter in this world
我们基督徒的婚姻在地上也是为了基督与教会做见证
Our marriage is to testify Christ and its church
这是一件非常荣耀也非常严肃的一件事情。
This is serious and it is glory.
而我们的婚姻，也就是那个标记。
And our marriage is the sign.
那标记是做什么呢
？What is sign for?
还是要把人带到主的面前。
It is to lead people before the Lord.
不仅把婚姻的当事人要带到主的面前。
Not only the people in the marriage lead them to the Lord.
要把周遭的人。都借着这个婚姻带到主的面前。
But through their marriage, will lead more people who are around them to the Lord.
姐妹，盼望我们都能够记得，我们的婚姻不是你的，不是我的，不是两个人关系而已。
I hope we all remember that our marriage is not only related to you and I.
我们的婚姻乃是为了基督和他的教会做见证。
But our marriage is to testify Christ and its church.
在应该是前年
the day before last
我们认识一对基督徒的夫妻
I know a Christian couple
我们可以说是非常典型的基督徒夫妻
they're pretty typical Christian couple
就跟我们当摩弟兄姐妹许多的 啊，夫妻的关系是一样。
And then like couples said, Dumble.
这两个人的信主有一段年日。
And then they were saved for many years.
在教会中也都有服事。
They served the church.
他们也向着主，也都有那个心愿。
They have the heart desire to follow the Lord.
但是在夫妻的关系上面，却有一个非常大的难处。
But they have a hard, hard time in their relationship.
当然不是一直都是有难处。
And it's not, of course, not have a hard time all the time.
如果每天都是难处的话，我想可能也走不下。
If they fight every day and they can go on.
就像我们的婚姻一样，有时候好一点，有时候一点。
Like our marriage, sometimes it goes doesn't.
有时候小吵，有时候大吵。
Sometimes arguing small matters, sometimes it fight.
但在前面有段时间，这对夫妻啊。那个他们吵到一个地步呢，一个月不讲话。
And not long ago, they argued to the point that don't speak each other.
哎呀，那痛不痛苦
？Is that in pain?
我不知道弟兄姊妹你们有没有这样的经验
？I don't know if you experience.
当婚姻关系有了问题
，When their marriage has problems,
夫妻两个人都非常的痛苦。
And then, of course, they both of them they are painful.
不仅夫妻痛苦。家里面的孩子也要跟着痛苦。
Not only the couple, so do their children.
那后来因为有机会，我们知道这件事了。
And we had the chance to know this.
我们就把这个把这对夫妻找来。
And then we talked with them.
另外再找一对夫妻，我们三对夫妻一起在主面前一起祷告。
And then three couples we prayed together.
你发现啊，这个人家说啊，那边啊，这个夫妻的难问题啊很难。外人很难帮忙解决。
You know, the other people, it's hard to interfere the, you know, into the couple's relationship.
因为总是公说公有理，婆说婆有理。
The husband has his reason and the wife has her reason.
所以我们也有心理准备，这个虽然是在一起祷告，一起有点交通，未必能够解决什么问题。
We are well prepared. We know even through prayers, probably we can solve their problems.
感谢主，因着神的怜悯。
Praise the Lord by His mercy.
在那天，圣灵就把一个负担，把一个心意就放在我里面。
And then God gave me a burden to my heart.
也可能因为平常我比较不会讲太严肃的话。
Probably because I don't talk seriously.
就那天呢，我就跟弟兄姐妹讲到这件事情。
So that day I talked this matter to.
说你们两个人吵架，你们两个人不讲话，不是只是你们两个人的问题而已。
I told them you don't talk to each other. It is not the matters between you.
你们的婚姻有了问题，这不单单只是你们家的问题。
Your marriage has problems only related to your own matter.
跟我有关系。
And your problem is my problem.
跟教会有关系。
It's a problem of church too.
跟神永远的心意有关系。
It is related to God's eternal will.
因为当我们基督徒的婚姻受到攻击、受到破坏的时候
，When the marriage of Christians was attacked,
仇敌就在神的面前能够在那里放肆的来在那里羞辱神。
And then the adversary will accuse us before God.
弟兄姐妹，我们的婚姻乃是为了基督和教会做见证。
Our marriage is testify Christ and His church.
就盼望我们能够有这样一个认识。
Let us to understand.
好像我们不在我们婚姻生活当中任意的放肆。
So that we do not do things by our own will.
当然，我们周遭的人看见我们基督徒的婚姻关系。
When people around us to see our marriage.
他们是怎么想呢
？What do they think?
他们想说，如果基督徒这样子的话
，If they say if Christians marriage like this,
那我们还强过他们
？And ours is even better than theirs.
还是说世人基督徒的婚姻关系
？Or when the worldly people see our marriage,
他们从心里面产生渴慕
，And they admire us.
我们也盼望。能够像他们那样有那样的婚姻关系。
And they will hope their marriage will like ours.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见这是为什么主耶稣他选择在迦拿的婚宴行头一个神迹。
And this is why the Lord and he choose the miracle in the wedding of Cana.
因为这与神永远的心意是有个紧密的关联。
Because this is close related to God's eternal will.
所以我们来看看。在这里所记载在迦拿婚宴当中主所行的这个神迹他到底是说些什么
And then let's see what Lord said in this during his performing this miracle
我们知道从前在这个婚宴里头他们是好几天的这个宴席
You know a wedding you will celebrate a couple of days
所以他们请了宾客在那里大家享受这个婚姻的喜乐
And then they invited many guests to enjoy together
还在那有
the drink
在这里我先岔开说明一件事。
And then I need to explain.
这边讲到主耶稣行的神迹，把水变成酒。
Here about the Lord performed and then he water into wine. 有
些姐妹啊，他们就以这个主所行的神迹呢，来说明说基督徒是可以喝酒的。
And then some brothers and sisters they say, okay, through this story, that means Christian can drink.
而且好像还可以喝很多。
And then you can drink a lot.
因为主耶稣变了好多酒。
Because Lord made a lot of wine here.
今天在这里我们不是要讲这件事。
We're not talking about this matter.
所以盼望大家在心思里头不要往这个方面来想。
I don't want you to go that way.
所以在这里我们看见在这个婚宴当中，大家因着这个酒啊得到享受，就满了喜乐。
And then in this wedding, because of the wine, and then they enjoy.
但是我们看见这婚宴当中，突然间发现一件事，就是酒用尽了。
There is something happened all of a sudden. That means the wine has gone.
有可能这个新郎新娘的他们准备的不够。
Maybe the couple didn't prepare enough.
或是在这个婚宴当中呢，来了一些不速之客，没有受邀的人也来。
Maybe there were strangers came too.
所以在婚宴还没有结束之前呢，预备的酒已经用完了。
Before the ending of the ceremony, they have no more wine.
这是对新郎新娘来说呢，是一个很尴尬的一个景况。
This is pretty embarrassed for the bridegroom.
这也让我们看见这个天然的享受都是有用尽的时候。
You know, our natural enjoyment there was one day and to go to end.
我们知道人犯罪了以后。
After man sinned.
人就用尽各样的方法各样的力气来发明各样的享受。
And a man can by all means to create all kinds of enjoyment.
有这个为了这个肉身的享受，有为了这个魂的享受，各式各样的享受。
The enjoyment for their body and for their soul.
那今天这个世代啊，那个享受就更加的多彩多姿。
And in this generation, all the enjoyment is it's more.
但是我们发现这些天然的享受，它都是有用尽的时候。
But all this natural enjoyment, it will go to an end.
就连天然的这个爱情啊，会像这个酒一样会有用尽的。
Even though human love.
我有认识一对老夫妻。
I know a couple.An old couple.
他们两位都还没有蒙恩得救。
And they haven't been saved yet.
好多弟兄姐妹向他们传福音。
And so many brothers and sisters share gospel to them.
他们自己的儿女也是我们弟兄姐妹，都盼望这个父母亲啊能够蒙恩得救。
Their children are Christian and they hope their parents will be saved.
但怎么样传福音呢？他们就是不信。
And no matter how they try, and then they still don't believe.
从我旁边的观察呢，我觉得他们不信耶稣的一个最重主要的原因。
From my observation, I think the main reason that they haven't been saved yet.
就是他们夫妻两个人啊，非常的相爱。
It is because this couple they love each other.
你们如果从人的眼光来看
，From the people's eyes.
我们真的要说哈。其实婚姻啊，夫妻的相爱呢，还赶不上他们。
We say many Christian couple, it's not as good as this couple.
哎呀，这个他们这夫妻的关系实在真的是很好的。
And they love each other very much.
实在是叫许多基督徒的这个婚姻呢，我们都觉得好像赶不上。
And then sometimes we think the Christian's marriage is not as good as theirs.
但是就是这样的恩爱的。一对夫妻
，Even though those couple who love each other，
你发现他们也会有到酒用尽的那个时候。
But there's one day that it will go to an end。
我们看见，当他们年纪越来越老了以后
，When they get older，
发现这个爱情不能够再继续的。
Their love can't go on。
它总是有酒用尽的那个时候。
There's one day the wine will it will be no more。
所以我们看见天然的享受，天然的爱情。它都会有穷尽的时候。
No, our enjoyment, the human love, and it will goes to end.
所以呢，耶稣的母亲呢就来跟耶稣讲，跟主耶稣说，他们酒用了。
So, Mary said to Jesus, they have no more wine.
没有酒了。
They have no more wine.
我不晓得里面你们觉得为什么玛利亚，为什么耶稣的母亲会来跟主耶稣说他们没有酒了
？I don't know if you had and wonder why Mary come.Said to Jesus,
当然，从这个上下文来看，这个耶稣的母亲在这个婚宴当中呢，她可能是她的亲戚。
From this story, probably Mary is the relative to the to the couple.
因为我们看他有那个权利啊，他可以指挥那个佣人的。
And because she has the authority to tell what the servant to do.
但是我们不晓得为什么呢？耶稣的母亲没有去找管宴席的说他们没有酒了。
And then for some reason, Mary didn't talk to the master of the banquet.
他反而来跟耶稣说他们没有酒。
Instead, and she came to Jesus and tell him.
那耶稣就回答说，母亲，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。
Jesus replied, Woman, why do you involve me? My hour has not come.
所以我们在这里，我们实在是知道为什么耶稣的母亲会来找耶稣。
And why Jesus' mother and then came here talk to Jesus.
相信在这个之前，她还没有见过耶稣行任何的神迹。
We believe that before this, and she never seen Jesus perform a miracle.
但我想她里头有个感觉，或许耶稣能够帮上什么忙。
And then I think in her heart, and then she feels that Jesus can help.
所以我们看见在这里呢，主耶稣他接下来要行一个神迹，就是把水变成酒。
We know here, Jesus, he turned water into wine.
那我们看见这个水是预表什么呢？
And let's see what this, water represents.
那在这里讲到这个水啊，主要就把水变成酒，这个水呢，乃是指着我们天然的生命。
This water, it refers to our natural life.
那你现在这里呢，乃是按照犹太人洁净的规矩，他们在那个六口石缸那边的这个水呢，是让人家可以客人可以洗手洗脚用的。
And here, according to the Jewish customs, the water in the jar is to wash their hands and feet.
水本身其实没有太大的价值。
And then the water has new.
这个水呢也是平淡的。
And it's tasteless.
当然，水也不是完全没有用。
Of course, it's useful.
但是呢，它实在是没有什么味道。
But it's tasteless.
我想我们很难会看到有人喝水喝得好高兴、好喜乐的。
It's hard for us to find someone drink water with and then with joy.
所以这里水让我们看见，乃是让我们看到是我们天然的生命。
He here says the water refers to our natural life.
我们天然的生命啊，常常就是淡而无味。
Our natural life is just tasteless.
而且我们的婚姻呢，也就像这个水一样。
Our marriage is like the water.
就是世人的婚姻就像这水一样。
The worldly marriage is like the water.
你看，在美国有这么高的离婚率。
We see that divorce rate is so high in America.
一方面我们看见乃是因为那个酒啊很快就用尽了。
On one hand, we see the wine disappears so soon.
另一方面我们看见这个人的爱情，天然的爱情呢，也就像这水。
On the other hand, the human's love is like the water.
实在是没有什么味道。
It's taste.
你很快就会厌倦。
And then people will tired of it soon.
所以呢，世人他就离婚。
So that's the people divorce.
但是这里我们看见主耶稣他要把这个水变成酒。
Here we see Lord turn the water into wine.
我们知道水和酒是非常不同的。
We know water is so different than water.
虽然他们都是液体。
Even though they're all liquid.
但是水要变成酒呢，它必须要有东西能够加到里头去。
If you turn the water into wine, you have to add something.
不然的话，你怎么样子都不能把水变成酒。
Otherwise, there's no way you turn water into wine.
所以这里主耶稣所行的这个神迹，让我们看见主把一样东西加到这个水的里头。
For this miracle, we know that the Lord add one element into the water.
主加了什么东西到这个水的里头，使它变成酒呢？
What did the Lord add into it and then turn the water into wine?
你看见主乃是把他自己的生命放到这个水的里头。
He added his own into the water.
主所加到这个水里头的那个水，乃是像葡萄。
The life that he added into it, it's like the grape.
在葡萄里面有葡萄的生命。
In the grape, there is a life.
而当你把这个葡萄放入酒榨的里头
when you put the grapes into the wine，
当他们在造酒的过程当中，你发现这个葡萄入到酒榨里头，在那里要用人来践踏。
And then people will trap by their feet they will trample the grape, the grapes.
就把那葡萄里面的生命释放出来。
And then the life in the grapes will released。
所以我们看见当主耶稣在十字架上他身体裂开的时候，
So when the Lord broke his body on the cross，
看见他的血流出来，
And then he shed his blood，
像那葡萄汁一样，
It's like the grapes release its juice. His whole body is like dyed by the grape. And he released his life on the
cross.
Like the grapes put into the wine machine. He put the life of a grape into the water.
叫这个水能够变成酒。
So the water turned into wine.
也这个改变，这个改变乃是一个性质上的改变。
The change is fundamentally changed.
它从没有生命的变成了有生命的。
From the matter without life into life.
而且我们看见当因为是主的生命。加到这个水的里头
because he added his life into the water.
因为他的生命是那无穷尽的生命
because his life is endless.
因为他的生命是那能够叫人满足的生命
because his life will satisfy our life.
所以当主把他的生命加到这个水的里头
so after he added his life into the water,
我们看见这个水就变成那上好的酒
we see this water becomes its wine.
它不仅在时间上是没有穷尽的
and not it's endless in time.
我们看见那六缸满满的那个水都变成了酒。
We know there's six stone jars. All the water turned into wine.
远远超过人一切的需要。
It's beyond the people's desire.
它是无穷尽的满足。
It's endless satisfaction.
也在性质上面也不一样。
And then it's turned to a totally different.
因为管宴席的说。
So the master of the banquet says,
他说啊，这个人都是先摆上好酒，等客喝足了才摆上次的。
And everyone brings out the choice one first, and then the cheaper one after the guests have had too much to drink.
这个道理应该很简单。
And it's simple.
就先把好的酒呢给客人喝了。
You serve the guests the better wine.
因为刚开始客人比较清醒嘛，一喝，哎，这个是好酒。
Because the guests are sober at the beginning, they
get drunk.
And after they drink much, and then they get drunk.
醉了以后呢，你再上什么酒呢？他喝了都没感觉了。
After they are drunk, what wine you serve, they don't feel any.
宴席的他是有经验的。
So the master of the banquet has such experience.
可当他在这里尝了那个主耶稣从水变成那个酒呢
？When he tasted the wine that Lord just turned from the water.
他对新郎说。
And he said to the bridegroom,
说你怎么这个逻辑啊颠倒过来了
？You did things that an opposite than other people.
那你怎么把这个好酒呢，怎么留到如今呢
？How can you save the best till now？
所以我们看见主耶稣他把他从这个水流变成了酒，他实在是那成为那上好的酒。
We know, The wine that Lord turned from the water is the best.
它远远超过那天然人所能预备的。
And it's beyond what man can prepare.
它超过那天然的享受。
And then it's beyond the enjoyment.
它超过天然的生命。
And then it's more than the natural life.
它超过人间那最好的。
It surpassed the best of human.
所以那管宴席的说，你把这好酒，这上好的酒呢？留到如今。
So the master of banquet says, "You saved the best till now."
弟兄姐妹，早晨我们要思想一个问题。
But sisters, we need to think of a question.
在你的婚姻当中。
In your marriage.
在你的婚姻的关系、婚姻的生活里头。
In the relationship of your marriage.
你现在是在哪样的一个情形
？And what steps you are?
是酒用尽了呢
？Or is your wine is normal wine?
你常常想，哎呀，我们刚刚初恋的时候，实在是彼此的相爱。
You probably think when we just fall in love at the beginning, we love so much each other.
结婚过了五年、十年。
After 5 years or 10 years, marriage,
那感觉都没有了。
You don't feel anything anymore.
酒用尽了。
The wine is end.
还是说你的婚姻的关系现在是像水一样
？Or your marriage like the water.
那水呢？还是需要的。
And then you do need water.
所以呢，我们就维持这个婚姻的关系。
Let's keep the relationship.
但是却是淡而无味。
But tasteless.
但是为了这个家，为了这个，我们就勉强。
For the sake of the family, for the sake of the kids, we just barely keep it.
因为如果这是我们婚姻的光景。
If that's the situation of your marriage.
我们人如何能够在世人面前来见证基督与教会
？And how can we testify Christ and His church before the world.
我相信我们都需要主在我们的婚姻关系中间。
I believe we all need Lord in our marriage.
就像在这个迦拿的婚宴一样。
Like the wedding at Cana.
第二节告诉我们说，耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴席。
Verse 2 it says Jesus and the disciples has been invited.
如果在那一天主耶稣没有在那个婚宴当中，
If Lord is not in the wedding that day,
对那个新郎和新娘来讲是非常困窘的一个情形。
And then to the bride and the bridegroom, it will be very embarrassed.
弟兄姐妹，还有福音天，如果主耶稣没有在我们的婚姻关系里头
，Dear brothers and sisters and friends, if Lord is not married,
很可能我们的婚姻就像是酒用尽了。
Maybe our marriage is like the wine.
很可能我们的婚姻生活就像那淡而无味的水一样。
Maybe our marriage is like the tasteless water.
但感谢主，今天主耶稣他在我们的婚姻的当中。
But praise the Lord that He is in our marriage.
如果你还没有信主，
If you haven't believed in Christ yet,
第一件事你可以做的就是邀请耶稣基督来赴你婚姻的宴席。
The first thing you can do is you invite Christ go to your banquet of your wedding.
因为耶稣在那里。
Because Jesus is there.
你就有机会能够尝到那水所变成的酒。
Then you will have a chance to taste the wine that He turned from the water.
那我们如何？我们如果已经信主了
，if you already believe in Christ，
那在我们的婚姻生活当中，我们也感觉到像是酒用尽了，或是像那淡而无味的水的时候，该怎么办
？If you feel like your marriage is goes to an end, like the water is tasteless, what do you do？
在这里，耶稣的母亲给我们看见一条路。
Here, mother and shows a way。
耶稣的母亲就对佣人说：“他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。”
And she said to the servant, "Do whatever he tells you."
在这里我们看见一个图画。
And then we see a picture.
耶稣的母亲本来在婚宴当中，她是可以做主的。
And then Mary can order people do things.
而主耶稣乃是请去，是去做客的。
But Jesus was invited as a guest.
但在这里我们看见耶稣的母亲做了一件对的事。
But here Mary did a right thing.
这里就发生一件那个发生一个主客异位的事情。
And then here is you see the guest and the host the position change.
本来做客的耶稣。
And then Jesus as a guest.
现在呢，耶稣的母亲呢让他能够做主。
But his mother let him to be the master.
他把这个主权交给了耶稣。
And she put the authority to the Lord.
他说，他对佣人说，他说告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
She said to the servant, "Whatever he tells you."
所以这是一个婚姻或经历这个美酒的一个秘诀。
This is a secret that a marriage can experience the wine, the best wine.
就是耶稣做我们婚姻的主。
And that Jesus Christ is the master of our marriage.
我们去弟兄姊妹家里，常看到在弟兄姊妹家里那个大客厅里头就放一个牌子。
When we go to brother and sister's house, they will have a picture.
但我大部分都没去过你们家，不知道你们家有没有。
I don't know most of your house. I don't know if you have one.
但很多的你们家里都放一个基督或者耶稣是我家之主。
And many of them you have a picture that means Christ is the head of this household.
有这个牌子很好。
It is good you have such a frame.
但是有这个牌子并不等于耶稣就是我家之主。
But you have the frame that doesn't equal that Christ is the head of this household.
然后弟兄们会想，我们用这样讲不公平吧
？And then you probably brother, this is unfair.
虽然耶稣不一定是我家之主，
不一定，
不一定。实际上，耶稣不一定是我家之主。
Maybe actually he's not necessarily is the master of this household.
这是我的心愿嘛
？But at least a desire.
我心里愿意让耶稣做我家之主。
I'm willing to let him to be the head of this household.
有这个心愿也很好。
It is good you have a heart desire.
有这个心愿也不等于耶稣已经是我家之主。
But such heart desire doesn't equal that he is the head of your household.
那我们应该如何有这样的实行，让耶稣真的是成为我们一家之主
？But what is in reality? He is the real head of your household.
我想有两个方面跟你们交通。
I would like to share two aspects.
第一就是让耶稣做主呢，乃是他的时候，根据他的时候。
And first of all, he be the master of your household is according to his time.
我们耶稣的母亲来跟他讲说没有酒了。
When his mother tell him they have no more wine.
那主耶稣回答他的母亲说，我的时候还没有到。
And the Lord replied, my hour has not yet come.
所以我们看见啊，让主耶稣在家里在我们做主呢，还是要根据他的时候。
So we see, and then according to his, and he will be our master.
我们常常会碰到这样。
And then sometimes we encounter problems.
当我们夫妻啊相处几年以后啊，哎呀，难处实在是这个没有什么改善。
And then after a couple of years of marriage, our problems still the problems.
我们会祷告主哦。
And then I say, we need to pray to the Lord.
说主啊，改变他。
Lord, change him or her.
这他是谁呢？
Who's him or her?
就是我的妻子。
It's my wife.
实在是不顺服。
And then she's not subjective.
主啊，你改变他。
Lord, change her.
我们也会常常这样祷告。
We also pray.
主啊，你管教他。
Lord, discipline him.
这个他是谁？
Who's this him?
就是我们的丈夫。
It's the husband.
实在是不像基督爱教会那样子爱我。
He doesn't love me like Christ loved his church.
哎呀，我们就祷告啊，祷告啊，主啊，你来管教他。
So we pray so hard, so Lord, discipline him, so that he loves me more.
哎呀，我们祷告，好像主也没怎么听。
And then it seems the Lord didn't listen to our prayers.
主好像没有听。
Seems he didn't listen.
其实主乃是说。
But Lord says to us.
时候还没有到。
My hour has not yet come.
所以我们要让耶稣做我们婚姻的主。
If we want the Lord be the head of our marriage,
我们首先必须要根据他来决定所有一切事情的时候，乃是根据他的时候。
We have to let him decide when is the hour he coming.
所以这时候呢，我们就必须要学习那安静等候的功课。
And then we have to learn the lesson. We have to wait.
诗篇四十六篇告诉我们说，你要安静，要知道我是神。
And then in Psalm 46 says, be still, you have to know that I am God.
我们只有在这里学习安静等候的功课。
We have to learn the lesson, we have to wait him quietly.
我们才能够经历到主的时候。
Then we can experience his hour.
主的时候，他就要做那人所不能做的事。
When his hour comes, he will do things that human cannot do.
这是让主做主的一个学习。
That is to learn to let the Lord become the Lord.
就是要学习舍己。十字架的功课。
And to learn to deny ourselves, which is the lesson of the cross.
同学们，这是不是最难的功课？
Is this the most difficult task?
哎呀，主说好也好，主说不好也好，哎呀，听了我们就反正该怎么做怎么做。
No matter what Lord says, and then we just listen, and then we just follow, and then we just do whatever He tells us.
但是主却常常在我们的生活当中来训练我们，来学习等候他的时候。
But Lord, many times He trains us.To wait for his hour.
接下来，玛利亚就对佣人说，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
Then Mary said to the servant, "Do whatever he tells you."
这告诉我们说，我们乃是要学习做佣人。
We have to learn to be servant.
如果耶稣要当主人
，If Lord is the master.
那总要有人当佣人。
The someone must be a servant.
所以无论是做丈夫的，无论做妻子的，我们都需要来学习做人。
No matter husband or wife, we need learn to be as a servant.
所以才能够当主的时候到了。
That is when Lord's hour has come.
他告诉我们什么
？When he tells us.
因为我们是佣人。
Because we are servants.
我们就会做什么
？Then we will do.
所以这个做佣人呢，需要学习。
And then we need to be a servant. We have to learn.
只有卑微啊，才能够做佣人。
Only we have to low humble, then we can be servants.
我们看见当主耶稣要给门徒洗脚的时候。
When the Lord washed the feet of disciples.
让我们看见那做佣人的榜样。
And he set an example to be a servant.
在马太福音主也告诉我们说，你们中间谁要为大，就做众人的佣人。
In Book of Matthew, the Lord tells us who wants to be greater, and then you need to be the servant first.
主的经文在这里告诉我们。当我们要在我们婚姻当中来经历主所行的神迹
，And here tells us if you want to experience the miracle that Lord performed in our marriage，
我们必须要学习做佣人。
We have learned to be servants。
所以当主告诉我们什么
，When Lord tells us，
我们就做什么
，And then we will do。
我们主所行的神迹
，Then we will experience the miracle He performs。
这里特别对做弟兄的说一点点话。
Here I have words for brothers。
我们刚刚读一部手书，告诉我们。
We just read Ephesians.
丈夫是妻子的头。
It tells us the husband is the head of the wife.
那前面也讲到说，做妻子的要顺服丈夫。
Of course, it says, then wives, you need subject yourself to your husband.
前两天我听到一个出信的弟兄，从上海来的弟兄，老弟兄，他跟我讲，
And then there was a brother from Shanghai, it tells me.
他说现在在上海啊，这福音传得很好的。
In Shanghai, the God's gospel shares widely.
你知道为什么吗？
You know why?
他说在上海啊，那个丈夫都听妻子的。
Because in Shanghai, the husband listens to the wives.
所以呢，大家听了这个福音以后啊。
After they heard the gospel,
他们就发现啊，就发现说，哎呀，要信耶稣。
And they say, okay, we need believe in Christ.
信耶稣呢，妻子就听丈夫的。
If they believed in Christ, the wives they will be subject to their.
所以这些先生啊，就满怀希望的要来信耶稣。
So all the husband is full of hope. They want to be Christian.
听了以后，我就跟他开个玩笑。
So after I heard this, I was made fun of him.
我们去上海呢，传福音就传以弗所书第五章就好了。
If we go to Shanghai, we share gospel. We only share Ephesians chapter 5.
那些男生啊，男的可能都要来信耶稣了。
And then all the guys they want.Believe in Christ.
他说不仅自己信
，not only themselves believe.
你还要跟那个基督徒结婚
，and then you have to marry to Christian.
这样他才会听主的话。
Then she will listen to God.
做妻子的就顺服丈夫。
And then the wife they will subject to.
所以他说福音在上海传得很好。
So that's why the gospel was shared.Widely in Shanghai.
我不晓得是真的假的。
I don't know if it's true or not.
那主的话的确是这么说。
But this is indeed what Lord tells us.
主说丈夫是妻子的头。
Lord says husband is the head of the wife.
所以讲到丈夫在弟兄在家里面在婚姻的头是什么意思呢？
Does it mean the husband is the head of the marriage?
所以姐妹你们不要失去盼望。
And sisters do not lose your hope.
这个主说丈夫是妻子的头啊。乃是叫丈夫呢要在家里面做什么乃是做佣人
and then what Lord means the husband is the head of the household that means he is the servant
主说嘛谁要为大谁就做你们的佣人
because Lord says who wants to be exalted and then he needs to be the servant
弟兄们盼望啊，弟兄们盼望我们能够明白这个做头的意思
And then brothers I hope you will understand what does it mean to be the head of the household
不是坐在电视前面做头
It's not you are the head just sit before the TV
不是坐在电脑前面做头
Or before a computer
不是坐在沙发上做头
Or is you sit on sofa
乃是要在你的家里面做一个佣人
But as a servant in your household
这是做头
That is the head of the household what
does it mean对佣人讲件事
and then Lord tells the servant to do two things
第一件事就是把缸装满了水
and then first of all they fill water into the jar
这也能说到我们基督徒在我们生活当中我们所当尽的本分
this is our reasonable service as a Christian
你们去挑水嘛这有什么大不了
you can say there's not a big deal to carry water
但很多基督徒啊在生活当中我们都不尽我们基本当尽的本分
And then many Christians we do not do our reasonable service
在这里主说我们要做佣人
But here Lord says we need to be a servant
我们乃是要在生活当中尽我们所当尽的本分
We need to fulfill our duty
无论我们去工作
No matter at work
无论我们在学习
Or study
无论在家里烧饭
Or cook at house
或是在家里洗碗
Or wash dishes
或是做整洁
Or clean the house
照顾孩子
Take care of kids
等等等等的，这生活当中很基本的事情。
Try all these things.
这都是做佣人所应该做的。
This is what a servant need to be.
但是我们做的时候，却是像给我们的主做的一样。
And then when we do this, we need to do things like we do to our Lord.
这个是做佣人。
That is to be as a servant.
就是把缸装满了水。
And then you fill the jars with water.
对，没有太大的意义。
Even though it's not significant.
你这个问题啊，不是没有水，这问题是没有酒。
The problem is they have water, but the problem is they don't have wine.
但主却说去把缸装满了水。
But Lord says fill the jars with water.
感谢主，这些佣人他们就照着主怎么说，他们就怎么做。
But praise the Lord, those servants they did whatever the Lord told them.
最近跟听到一个刚信主的姐妹做一个见证。
There was a testimony from a sister who just be baptized.
她说啊，他们啊。进出教会啊，好多年。
And then they in and out to church for many years.
我记得没错的话，在前年他们在一次福音当中，福音聚会当中呢，夫妻都决志了。
If I'm not wrong, the year before last, the both of them they had the prayer of salvation.
给他们有这个决志以后的陪谈。
As we talked with them.
我印象深刻，记得这对夫妻。
So I remember them.
但决志之后呢，就好长段时间就不见了。
After they decide to receive the Lord, and then they disappeared.
当然，福音组同工也去邀请他们，他们就是不来。
Of course, and then we invited them, but they don't come.
到前天啊，听到这个姐妹讲，我才知道。
Until the day before yesterday, when the sister talked about, and then I know.
这个姐妹是在上一次受浸聚会的时候已经受浸了。
And then she baptized in the last time.
所以呢，她前天就跟我们分享那段他们一下子。出现一下不见的那个故事。
So she shared the story that why they disappeared at that time.
她说他们原本是喜欢来聚会的。
They would like to come to church.
但是来到聚会，来聚会完了以后。
But each time after the meeting.
回去啊，夫妻关系更加恶劣。
And then after they go home, their relationship becomes worse.
每次聚完会回家反而吵架。
And then they argue at each time after they leave church.
是不是就很稀奇了？
It amazed me.
姐妹就告诉我们。
And then she told.
每次回去聚完会回去一段路。
And then it's on the way home after meeting.
先生还没信主吗
？Because her husband is not Christian.
就跟他讲，看那个聚会里头啊，说妻子要说服丈夫。
And he's talking about the church tells you that the wife you need subject to your husband.
哎，那个这个姐妹，她那时候还没有说，她一听啊就更生气。
And then she wasn't Christian yet, so after she heard of this, she was angry.
So then, 不要去聚会了。
And then, so that's why she didn't go to church anymore.
因为去聚会，因为他们去聚会。
If they go to church,
丈夫就用主的话来要求她。
And then the husband will require her by the Lord.
还要穿衣服。
And then she doesn't want to subject to him.
她想说，那算了，既然每次聚完会都要吵架，那个人就不要去聚会。
So she said, and then forget about it. I don't want to go to church anymore.
感谢主，去年他们又回到聚会里头。
But praise the Lord, they back to church last year.
姐妹受浸了。
And then she was baptized.
啊，那她就跟我们讲说，上礼拜发生了一件事。
And then she told us something happened last week.
她那个他们聚完会要回家。
And then after the meeting, and they're about to go home.
那她的丈夫还是会跟她讲。
And her husband still talked to her.
说主的话说，妻子要顺服丈夫。
And Lord says, why are we subject to husband?
姐妹说啊，那从前的话呢，肯定要跟她吵一架。
If it's her before, and then she will argue.
明明是丈夫不对嘛。
If it's the husband's fault.
那我还顺服吗？
Then should I still subject to him?
但感谢主，我们姐妹她实在是蒙恩得救。
But praise the Lord, and she was received by grace.
在那里头就提醒她。
The Holy Spirit reminded her.
就简单的相信，既然主的话这么说。
And since Lord says so.
她就这么做。
And then she needs to do so.
她就顺服下来。
So she humbled.
夫妻就不吵架了。
And they didn't argue.
她里头也满了喜乐。
And then she was full of joy.
我觉得就是在我们婚姻当中，主告诉我们什么，我们就做什么。
In our marriage, we do whatever tells us.
就是在生活中最基本的。
Even though this daily life.
我们可能觉得这个事情跟我们的婚姻没有关系的。
Even though things is not related to our marriage.
不过就是把那个水缸的水装满就是了。
It is just you just fill out the jar with water.
就你们愿意，我们都学习。主告诉我们什么，我们就做什么。
That is all learned to do whatever the Lord tells us.
好，主说的第二件事，就叫佣人把那个水舀出来，送给管宴席的。
And the second the Lord requested him is to draw the water and then take it to the master of the banquet.
这个需要信心。
This needs faith.
那管宴席的已经是像热锅上的蚂蚁了。
The master of the banquet was anxious.
这个宴席没有酒了。
Because there's no wine.
那如果这个佣人啊，你把那个一盆水拿去给管宴席。
If you carry the water to the master.
我想这是需要信心。
It really needs.
当我在想这件事情的时候。
When I think about.
我想当他行这个神迹，还是把他的信放到水里头。
I think when the Lord performed this miracle, He added His life into it.
表中里面，你们认为这个水 是在什么时候变成了这上好的酒。
I don't know if you know when this water turned into the best wine.
你们想是在佣人把水装满这个水缸的时候呢？
Is when the servant and filled the jars with water?
还是说是当佣人把这个水拿去给管宴席的时候？
Or is the moment when the servant draw out the water to the master's banquet?
我个人相信乃是当佣人照着主所说的把这个水拿去给管宴席的时候，在那里主的生命产生的那个改变。
I believe it is when the servant they draw out the water and go to the master of the banquet, then that things changed.
主所要成就的乃是透借着人的信而发生的。
What the Lord will accomplish is through our faith.
我们看到主耶稣那天十字架成就了永远的救赎。
2000 years ago, the Lord accomplished salvation.
这个救恩，这个神迹，什么时候发生在我们身上呢？
And then when the salvation, when the miracle and will be appear to us?
岂不是在我们相信接受的那一刹那？
Isn't it at the moment when you receive Him?
神所成就的救恩就发生在成就在我们身上。
And the salvation he accomplished, it will come to us.
我们记得有一次有一个血漏的妇人。
We know there is a woman who has a hemorrhoid.
她跟在人群的当中，在那里拥挤耶稣。
And she was followed Christ in the crowd.
我们看见在那里，她信心的一摸。
When she touched the Lord by faith.
能力和医治就从主的身上临到他身上。
The healing power it will come to her.
那你让我们想一想。
Think about it.
在那个时候。
At that moment.
有多少人接触摸着耶稣
？How many people touched?
但是只有在这个血漏的妇人身上，她经历了医治的大能。
But only this woman experienced the healing power.
是因为她信心的一摸。
Because it.She touched him by faith.
同样的，今天主把他的生命已经赐给了我们。
And then same that Lord gave His life to us.
主的生命就在我们里头。
And His life within us.
主能够改变我们婚姻的那个关系的那个生命就在我们里面。
He can change our marriage and then the relationship it will be in us.
今天这如何成为一个实际在我们的婚姻生活当中能够把这个水变成酒呢
？And how we put this into reality? We turn water into wine.
乃是借着我们的信心
but through our faith
那当主告诉我们
when Lord tells us
我们就因着信我们就顺从
by faith we obey
神就能够在我们婚姻当中把那个水变成了酒
and He will turn the water into wine in our marriage
成为我们的供应和满足
become our satisfaction our provision
周遭的人的那个效
and become the joyto the people who are around us.
这是主所要在我们婚姻当中得到的一个见证。
And He will receive the testimony through our marriage.
所以感谢主，今天圣灵已经住在里面。
And praise the Lord, the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
主在圣灵里面就住在你我的里面。
And the Lord dwells in us.
圣灵在凡事上来指教我们。
The Holy Spirit will teach us in everything.
他告诉我们。
He tells us.
我们就去做。
Then we follow.
那我们就要经历到主在我们婚姻当中。所要行的神迹。
And we will experience the miracles that Lord perform in our marriage.
我最近让大家一点时间。我最近听到一个见证。
And I heard a testimony recently.
有个传道人到中国去培训。
A missionary went to China to train.
一对弟兄姐妹接待他。
And then a couple received him.
在有一天。圣灵就感动这个传道人说你要送他们一件礼物
and then there was one day the Holy Spirit touched his heart and said give them a gift
那传道人就想我没有带礼物啊
and the missionary said I don't have a gift
那我送他们什么呢
what do I give it to them
另一方面很少传道人不应该送弟兄姐妹礼物
and mostly it's really a pastor give gifts to us
圣灵感动他说你要送给这对弟兄姐妹一个礼物
but the Holy Spirit moved him and says you need give them a gift
传道人就一想
and then he thought about it
圣经上这个送礼物可以送什么样的礼物呢
and then because the Bible tells us what gift they can give
他想说那可以把平安可以留给他们
I can leave them peace
所以他就问那个弟兄家，问弟兄
and he asked the husband,
说你平安吗
are you peaceful?
弟兄说平安
he said yes
你妻子平安吗
and then is your wife peaceful?
平安
You say yes.
他们家里也没有别的人，因为他们没有孩子。
Because they are this only couple in their house.
神大人就回到主面前，那他们都平安，那我也不能平安当礼物送他们。
And then he said, okay, they are all peaceful, then I can't give them peace.
后来他就辗转地问了这个弟兄的姐姐。
And then he asked the brother's sister.
问他说你们谈多久了？
And he said, how long they get married?
姐姐跟他讲一个秘密。
And then the sister told him.
结婚六年了。
And then they get married 6 years.
传道人问他们说，那他们没有不想生孩子。
And then they don't want a child.
弟兄的姐姐告诉传道人说，他们生不出来。
And then the sister told him they were barren.
哦，那这个传道人呢，哎，他就知道说他们家里头是有一个需要。
And then the pastor and see the needs in that.
所以有一天他们两个人坐在车上，那个弟兄在开车。
And there's one time the pastor and the brother they were driving.
然后就问那个弟兄。
And then the pastor asked him.
就说你们结婚多久了？
He said, how long you been married?
因为他假装他不知道这件事。
He pretend he didn't know.
然后他的弟兄就说六年。
And then he said 6 years.
那你们怎么没有不生孩子？
And then how come you don't have a child?
弟兄突然间不讲话。
And then the brother is keep silent.
传道人就问说，你们不想有孩子吗？
And then the pastor asked him, don't you want a child?
弟兄就板起来。And
then the brother was become serious.
他说我们是想。
He said, we do want.
但是不能。
But we can't.
然后传道人就问他。 那是姐妹的问题还是你的问题？
And the minister asked him, is this your wife's problem or yours?
弟兄停了一会儿，他就说，是我的问题。
He said, it's my problem.
然后传道就问他是什么问题？
And they said, what is the problem?
他说，医生说我不能生。
And then the doctor tells us, I'm not able to.
传道人继续问。
The minister keep asking him.
那弟兄最后就讲，他说他已经做了现在医学科技所能够做的最仔细的检查，他不可能能够生孩子。
And then the brother told him, and he did all the examinations that the medical can do.
然后传道人他就想起了圣灵给他的感动。
And then the minister tells the move that the Holy Spirit gave to him.
弟兄讲说，那我为你祷告吧。
And then he said to the brother and say, I'll pray for you.
后来他们就祷告了。Then
they prayed together.
后来这个服侍完的人就离开了。And
then after his service, the minister left.
过了几个月。And
then after several months. And then he received a phone call.
对方呢，就是这位弟兄接待他的这个弟兄。It
was the brother.
然后就问他好啊。
And they greet each other.
然后对方的弟兄就跟他讲。And
the brother told him.
他说你还记得那件事吗？
Do you remember?
传道人忘记了。He
said what?
他说什么事？
And then, what is it?
弟兄就说就是那件事。It
is that. It is that we talk about.
然后这个传道人就说不是吧。They
say is it?
然后那个对方的弟兄就说就是。It
is.
传道人就说不会吧。
It can be.
对方弟兄就说会。
It is.
传道人再说不可能吧。
It is impossible.
对方弟兄就说可能。
It's possible.
后来因为他妻子去看中医的时候。
And then when his wife went to visit doctor.
中医把脉。
And then the doctor is an exam her.
那中医就叫他去药房去买那个验孕，就说她怀孕了。
Oh, and then the told him to go to check if she's pregnant.
这个妻子就说不可能。
And then the wife says impossible.
但是呢，那医生说你就去验验看。
And the doctor told her go to take examination.
这个弟兄的妻子就去市面上就买了一个验孕的。
And then so she just go to the store and
一验呢，哎，居然结果是说有。
And the result says it's positive.
那这个姐妹想，这一定弄错了。
And the wife says it must be a mistake.
特别是都是 made in China.
Because everything is made in China.
品质是没有保证的。
The quality is not guaranteed.
而且买了三四个不同的牌子。
So she went by three or four different brands.
结果都一样。
The same result.
就是她怀孕了。
It's positive.
长话短说。
And I'll make it short.
后来呢，他们就生了一个孩子。
Then they gave birth to a child.
传道人特别去看。 在去医院看他们。
And then the minister went to hospital to visit them.
为什么他亲自去呢？
He has to go in person.
传道人说啊，我们证的必须是根据事实。
And he said, when we testify, we have to be based on the fact.
所以他要求这个弟兄啊，把他从前那个医生所检查的这个报告全部拿出来。
So he required his sister to show him all the examination results.
那结果一看，果真是不可能。
And the result stated that it's impossible.
连千万分之一的几率都不可能。
And then there's no chance.
所有的检验报告都是说不可能。
All the results says it's impossible.
但是，当这位传道人在那里，圣灵主在里头，叫他做什么？
And then when the Holy Spirit tells the minister to do,
叫他为这个弟兄祷告的时候
，and then ask him to pray for the brother,
他就顺服了为弟兄的这个难处祷告。
And so he obeyed, and then he prayed for the brother.
就神就在这个不可能的婚姻当中做一件神迹。
And then God performed a miracle in that marriage.
神就赐给他们使无变有。
And then God gave him a child. It is from nowhere.
当然，这个传道人还很幽默的说。
And then this pastor is joke around.
他说他看了这个孩子。
And he said when he sees the child.
跟爸爸长得是一模一样。
It exactly looks like the father.
所以我们看见在我们的生活当中。
So let's see in our life.
我们要让我们的主居首位。
We need make our Lord to be the Lord.
让主在我们婚姻当中做主。
And He is the priority in our marriage.
我们要学习做一个用人。
We need learn to be a servant.
他告诉我们什么
？What He tells us.
我们就做什么
？And we do.
就是在生活当中最基本的事情。
It's based on our daily life.
我们觉得好像。对我们婚姻不会有任何帮助的事情。
Even things that we think it will be helpless to our marriage.
只要主对我们说什么。
No matter what Lord tells us.
我们就做什么。
And we do.
我们凭着信心。
By our faith.
服主所说的。
Obey what He tells us.
你就能够在我们婚姻当中。
In our marriage.
他能够使无变有。
And then He will create things.
他能够把水变成酒。
And He will turn water into wine.
他能够无穷尽的满足。
And He will become endless satisfaction.
他能够叫我们。叫我们能够享受神所要赐给我们这婚姻的一切的享受。
So we will enjoy everything He gave us in the marriage.
所以管宴席的说，你倒把好酒留到如今。
The master of the banquet says, "You saved the best till now."
有姐妹在我们婚姻生活当中，是不是也是如此
？But sisters, and so do our marriage.
神为我们预备了那上好的酒。
God prepared a choice wine to us.
你尝到了吗？
And then have you ever tasted?
如果还没有的话
If it's not yet,
让耶稣做你婚姻的主
May Jesus Christ be the master of your marriage.
让他在我们婚姻当中把那个水变成那上好的美酒
And let him turn the water into the wine in your marriage.
我们一起低头祷告
Let's pray.
主我们感谢赞美你
Lord, we praise and thank you.
你记得这些事
That you record all those things.
主要是要叫我们信你是基督，是神的儿子。
In order to let us to know you are Christ, the Son of God.
叫我们因着信你。
And by believing in you.
我们能够得着生命。
You will receive life.
并且得着丰盛的生命。
And receive it abundantly.
我们感谢你是在为我们预备那上好的美酒。
We thank you. You've prepared the best wine for us.
你说你要赐给我们。
That is what you want us to get.
主多少时候我们实在是因着我们的不信。
Many times because we don't believe you.
因着我们的背逆。
Because we sin against you.
因着我们的不顺服。
Because we don't obey you.
我们的婚姻在羞辱了你的名。
Our marriage shames your name.
借着这样的话语。
Through your words this morning.
带来激励我们。
Encourage us.
我愿我们在你面前悔改。
And let us to repent for you.
愿你在我们家中来做主。
May you be the head of our household. May all be your servants.
把你所告诉我们的，我们就遵行。
Whatever you tell us is in the way.
我们何等盼望能够在我们婚姻当中能够做这样的奇神迹。
And how we will perform miracle in our marriages.
主不仅叫我们能够享受。
Not only we can enjoy you.
主叫我们周围的人也都能够看见他们都归荣耀给你。
And then may people see us and give glory to you.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.